Welcome back to Sophie and Sebastian. If you're just new to this podcast, make sure you start with episode 1, The New Neighbors. And after that, you can listen to almost any story. In this episode, Sophie really wants a cat, but Dad needs a lot of convincing. Enjoy! One summer day, Sophie and Sebastian were lying on the grass in the shade of the apple tree. The sun was shining and the sky was blue. Every so often, an ant would try to crawl across their bare feet. It must be strange to be an ant. There you are, heading home, when suddenly a massive mountain appears in the way. And when you climb this strange obstacle, a giant finger comes out of nowhere and flicks you off. Swoosh! There you go, flying through the air, landing right back where you started. How do you explain that to your friends and family? Sophie watched as the ant disappeared in the grass. "Sorry, ant," she said. "You were tickling me. But if you come back, I'll let you by this time."
"I wouldn't go back," said Sebastian. "I would just go around."
"But what if that's the only way he knows how to get home? Now I've ruined his life forever. I do feel bad that I flicked him off."
"It's just an ant," said Sebastian.
"No," said Sophie, "it's not just an ant. It's a little guy going about his business and bothering no one. But that's the way it goes. When you're tiny, you can't let these things get you down. You just get back up and try again."
"Sure," said Sebastian, who was getting tired of having to listen to Sophie.
"Anyway, what should we do? Do you want to go for a bike ride?"
"Bike? Not again. That's all you ever want to do."
"But it's fun. I can even ride without my hands on the handlebars. Want to see?"
"Do I want to watch you fall?" said Sophie. "Absolutely. But right now I have better things to do. I need to make a plan."
"What kind of plan?" asked Sebastian.
"A clever plan. A plan so clever that Mum and Dad won't be able to stop it. One day, we won't have a pet, and the next day, we will have a brand new kitty."
"Good luck," said Sebastian. "You've asked for a cat a million times. Not gonna happen this time."
"We'll see," said Sophie. "Jasmine has a dog, so I don't see why I can't have a cat."
Sophie's friend Jasmine lived a few houses down the street.
"My friends have 5 dogs and 3 cats," said Sebastian.
"Which friends?" asked Sophie.
"Lately, you're always talking about your friends, but I've never seen them."
"I have 3 friends," said Sebastian, "and they're all taller than you. They are this high." Sebastian held up his hand as high as he could.
"Cool," said Sophie. "Now come along, you can help me with my plan."
"Where are we going?" asked Sebastian as he hurried after Sophie.
"We're making art."
Sebastian hesitated. He didn't always like art, but biking by yourself is not quite as much fun, so he stuck it out.
As she gathered papers and pencils, Sophie said,
"Here, help me make some drawings of cats. You can copy me."
"What are you going to do with them?"
"Clever things," said Sophie mysteriously.
Then they set to work. Sophie made 2 different drawings of cats, and Sebastian copied them. If you are good at counting, you would know that that makes 4 pictures.
2 of the drawings were of an adorable tabby cat with the cutest whiskers. When you looked at them, you just wanted to pet them. The other 2 cats looked more like tigers, especially Sebastian's, which had the biggest grin as if it was sizing you up for a meal.
"I'm not sure we can use that one," said Sophie. "It's a great work of art, though. Maybe hang that one in your own room."
"What next?" asked Sebastian. "Are we done?"
"Done? Done? This is just the beginning of my plan. My plan is so clever that it has more steps than you can count."
"I can count to 20 at least."
"But not in the right order. Now, next we get Tessa to add some words to each drawing."
Tessa, Sophie's older sister,
had read so many books that she could write important messages. Tessa was playing games on the iPad, which she wasn't supposed to do. "I'll tell Mum," said Sophie, "unless you help us." "Oh, fine," said Tessa. "I was losing anyway." While Tessa helped Sophie, Sebastian grabbed the iPad and kept playing. "Here's what I want you to do," said Sophie. "On the first one, write, 'Happy families have cats.' On the second..." "Slow down," said Tessa. "I can't write that fast." Sebastian shouted, "Yes, I just beat your level, Tessa." "Oh, go away," said Tessa. "What's next?" "Next," said Sophie, "I want you to write, 'Isn't it a pity we don't have this itty-bitty kitty?' That rhymes, by the way." "Yes, I noticed," said Tessa. "I'm not sure if I spelled itty-bitty kitty the right way." "Well, does it sound like it if you read it?" "Yes." "Then who cares?" said Sophie. "As long as people can read it, the spelling doesn't matter." "All right, so what do you want me to write on the last two?" "Well, that scary tiger is going into Sebastian's room, so you can write whatever. Maybe just write grrr. And for the cute tiger, you can add, 'Cats make life worth living.'" "All done," said Tessa. "Now give me my game back, Sebastian." "Hey, you're not supposed to be on the iPad." "Neither are you, so give it back." But Sebastian yelled, "Hey, Mum, is Tessa allowed on the iPad?" "You brat," said Tessa. But Sebastian dropped the iPad and ran away. When Sophie and Sebastian's dad came home from work, he went to his bedroom to change. But something looked a little different. Where there had been a family photo, there was now a drawing of an orange and pink tabby cat with the words, "Happy families love cats," underneath. He was still thinking about work, so he didn't really notice. But when he walked through the hallway, there was another cat on the wall and another one on the fridge. He thought for a moment. Sophie, who was sitting on the couch, peeked at him. "Nice drawings, kids," said Dad finally. "But don't get your hopes up. We're not getting a cat. Too many of those in the world already. Plus, they kill all the songbirds, and I like birds." "But cats also kill mice," said Sophie, "and you know how happy that would make Mum." "I haven't seen any mice," said Dad. "Now, would you like me to read a story?" "Sure," said Sophie, "but you can pick." "From these two books," she added. Sophie's dad looked at the covers. "They're both about cats," he said. He sighed. The next day, Sophie and Sebastian were sitting in the living room when their dad walked in. He was reading a book and was about to sit down in his favorite chair. "Watch out, Dad," yelled Sophie. "You're about to sit on our cats." Sophie's dad took his nose out of his book. "Cats?" he asked. "What cats?" He looked confused. Sophie said, "Our new invisible pets, two cute kitties." "Invisible pets?" asked Dad. "Yes, we got them from Sebastian's friends. Right, Sebastian?" "Yes," said Sebastian. "I have 10 friends, and they are all this tall." Sebastian held up his hand. But then he realized he was sitting down, so he stood up on the couch and did it again. Sophie continued, "Sebastian's friends told us we can have two of their invisible cats." "Really?" said Dad. "That's very sweet. And what are their names?" "The one on the left," explained Sophie, "is called Mountain. That's my cat." "And mine," said Sebastian. He thought for a moment. "Mine is called Jingle." "Interesting names," said Dad. "Not as strange as the names Tessa once gave to her favorite two stuffies. She called them shampoo and conditioner. But anyway, can't you move your invisible pets?" "They're sleeping at the moment," said Sophie. "You'll have to sit somewhere else." Dad grumbled and moved to a different chair. Sophie and Sebastian went back to looking at picture books. After a while, Dad walked to the kitchen to make some tea. Wherever he went, he kept reading his book. When he came back, he had a cup of tea in one hand and his book in the other. He was a little absent-minded because he had forgotten something important. He walked over to his favorite chair, and he sat down. Sophie looked up. "Oh, no," she said. "Our cats! You just sat down on our cats! Poor Mountain! Poor Jingle! They could be dead!" Sophie's dad stood up. He felt in his chair. "I think they're probably okay. They're invisible anyway." "Just because something is invisible does not mean you can just ignore it," said Sophie firmly. She also felt in the chair. "Sebastian," she said, "your cat is still alive, but mine is dead. Poor Mountain. I loved her so much." She almost had a tear in her eye. Sophie's dad felt bad. "I'm sorry, Sophie," he said, "but maybe you can just get a new cat." "Can I?" asked Sophie. "How about a real one?" "What?" said Dad. "Was Mountain not a real cat? Was she not only invisible but also made up?" He laughed. "She was real to me," said Sophie. She tried to look as sad as possible. "She was a great friend. She always listened and she would curl up beside me at night. Oh, poor Mountain." But Sophie's dad just shook his head and walked away. When he was gone, Sophie sighed. "Ugh," she said, "my plan is not working. We were so close." But later that day, Sophie's mum said to her, "Look, Sophie, I know you really want a kitty, and I know that Dad is not so sure about it, but maybe I can help you try one last time. Why don't we write an email to Dad to see if you can change his mind? Here, let's sit down and you tell me what to write." Sophie sighed. "Okay," she said, "I guess I'll try one more time." Soon after, Sophie's dad received a new email. The title of the message was, "Do not read this while playing chess." The message read as follows. "Why we should get a kitten now. First of all, I can train it not to scratch the furniture, especially if you also get me a laser pointer to distract it. Secondly, I will give you all the money I have saved up to pay for food and litter. Right now I have $6.30. Sorry, I just spent a bunch. Third, Mum says Mrs. Wilson knows of someone who has a kitten ready to pick up now if you say yes. Fourth, Mum is okay with it. Tessa wants one. Sebastian and Lucas don't mind. I obviously want one, or I wouldn't be writing this. Fifth, since it won't be invisible, you'll be able to see it more clearly, so you're less likely to kill it like you killed Mountain. We buried her this morning in the backyard. It's too bad you couldn't make it to the funeral. Finally, if you really hate it after half a year, we can always get rid of it. Actually, that's what Mum says, but I don't think we could. You would love it too much. Your favorite daughter, Sophie." Sophie's dad looked at the screen for a while. He sat back and looked up to the ceiling. Then he rubbed his eyes and read the message again. "Oh, Sophie," he said to himself. For a few days, nothing happened. Sophie wondered if her dad had read the email. He didn't say anything about it. Perhaps he had forgotten, or he was simply ignoring it. Should she say something, or should she wait a bit longer? Sophie was still wondering when Mum said, "Come with me to Mrs. Wilson's house. Her friend has brought a whole bunch of newborn kitties. You can hold them and pet them." Sophie and Sebastian ran across the road to Mrs. Wilson's house. There on the porch sat Mrs. Wilson and her friend, holding the cutest kittens you've ever seen. Mrs. Wilson's own cat, Darcy, was sitting on the railing, looking on with curiosity. Sophie and Sebastian took turns petting the kitties. Now, as you're listening to this story, you can probably guess what happened next. Sophie's mum told her that she was allowed to pick one kitty for herself. "Did Dad say yes?" asked Sophie, her eyes getting bigger. Yes, laughed Mum. He was okay with it after I talked with him. This is the best day ever, said Sophie. Thanks, Mum. You're welcome. That was the day that Sophie got a cat. She named it Kiko. I have no idea how you spell that. But then Sophie said that spelling doesn't matter anyway. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow our Facebook page if you'd like to stay up to date. We also love to read your reviews. Till next time.